First of all, Naval Warfare Command spokesperson Richard Williamson wants to make it perfectly clear this upgrade is not an increase in the extremely low frequency antenna system's power. He says that's just a vicious rumor.
That is not correct. That's a misunderstanding, and I'd like to correct that misunderstanding. This is a safety improvement. This is a means to reduce what it costs us to safely operate this equipment each year.
In a letter to U.S. Senator Russ Feingold in 1999, the Navy put the price of this upgrade at $2 million. Williamson says it would bring in new computers and communication equipment, which are now 30 years old. The most dramatic part of this plan would be tearing up the two 14-mile-long cables laid 6 feet under the ground and replace those with 100-foot wells for the copper wire antennas. The Navy says this would eliminate the danger of stray voltage from any antenna floating above ground and cut maintenance costs. Project ELF opponent John LaForge of NukeWatch thinks that's interesting.
Well, it's quite an acknowledgement on their part to say that they're going to make it safer because they've never said it wasn't safe.
LaForge says the Navy should conduct an environmental impact statement before it moves forward. He says a less comprehensive environmental assessment isn't enough when it comes to an antenna system in a national forest. A hearing on the ELF upgrade is expected next year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.